Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for November 21st, 2018. In today's news, Mitsubishi Electric delivers an order to a Taipei landmark. The industry remembers John Van Zelm. New escalators are easing access for NFL fans in Baltimore. And a 42-story Marriott is a flashy addition to New York City's Times Square. We want to remind you that the offices of Elevator World Incorporated will be closed on November 22nd and 23rd for the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. We will reopen for regular business hours on November 26th. We wish all of our customers, subscribers, advertisers, and podcast listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.
Mitsubishi Electric has delivered a landmark order to Taipei Nanshan Plaza in central Taipei that includes what is believed to be Taiwan's first destination dispatch elevators integrated with the Destination-Oriented Allocation System, or DOAS. The order consists of 27 elevators, including 12 double-deck models with DOAS, and 45 escalators serving a 48-story office building, a 7-story retail annex, and a 1-story entrance annex. DOAS is integrated with the building's access control system. As passengers pass through security gates for authentication, their destination floors are registered and grouped by elevator for efficiency. Operation of multiple elevators is optimized by omitting the need for users to press destination buttons. Designed by architect Mitsubishi Jisho CK Incorporated, Taipei Nanshan Plaza is operated by Nanshan Life Insurance Company Limited.
John Van Zelm of Atlantic Lifts passed away on November 12th, peacefully and surrounded by his family, at South Lake Regional Health Center in Newmarket, Canada, at the age of 66. He is survived by wife Rosemary Van Zelm, daughter Joy Gardner, son James Van Zelm, siblings Marjorie and Iniki Klein, grandchildren Ashley Gardner and Cole Gardner, great-grandchildren Scarlett and Savannah, and many nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held on November 24th at The Rock in Keswick, Canada. An online book of condolences available at mwbeckerfuneralhome.com may be signed, and arrangements have been entrusted to the M.W. Becker Funeral Home, which is located in Keswick. Donations to the charity of the Giver's Choice in Van Zelm's name are appreciated by the family.
5 new pairs of Schindler escalators on the southeast corner of M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore are easing access to the upper levels for fans of the Baltimore Ravens National Football League team, CBS Baltimore reports. Capable of transporting 9,000 fans per hour, the units were unveiled on November 16th. The upper level seats approximately 28,000, and reaching it previously took about 10 minutes via ramps. New escalators are coming to the north side of the stadium next year. They are part of a $120 million in upgrades the Ravens have added in the past 3 years that include new video boards and greater Wi-Fi capacity.
The home of the Columbia Theater from 1910 to 1960 at 20 Times Square in New York City is now the location of a 517-foot-tall, 42-story Marriott Edition Hotel set to open in February 2019, New York Yimby reports. Developers are Witkoff, Ian Schrager Company, Winthrop Realty Trust, and Mayfield Development, and the architect is Platt Byard Doval White Architects. With ground-level retail that includes Hershey's and the NFL Experience, the structure is big on flash with one of the largest LED screens in Times Square at 18,000 square feet. Amenities in the 452-room facility include a 5,800-square-foot rooftop beer garden and cabaret theater.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.